Welcome to the midday. I'm Norman, and Vicky's over yonder as usual, and there's more.
There's a lively component today, let's just say that. Lots happening. And isn't it appropriate that tonight is the Neil Silva Young Artist Competition recital?
Accent on youth, is that what you were thinking?
That's exactly it.
Yes, because we also have, in addition to somebody we'll introduce in a moment, we also have a let me check the grade here. We have grade four from Heritage School in De Pere with us briefly today. They've been producing a radio play across the hall. Stopped by to see how things happen here with live radio. Oh.
So what's going to make it live, especially today, is that we have a guest, a conductor, Drew Collins, who is new to the Festival Choir of Madison, and you've been conducting concerts all season and have one coming up this weekend as well, too.
That's right. On Saturday at 7:30, we finish our season. My third official concert with the group, and the fourth of this season, so I'm looking forward to it greatly.
So I was at the last concert where it was Americana, and it was a wonderful concert, and one of my favorite pieces on that was a setting by Aaron Copland of a traditional song called Zion's Walls, and we just happened to have a recording of that that we'll share with our listeners. Certainly ended on a high note there. It turned out that we heard three pieces from the Festival Choir of Madison's March concert, starting with Zion's Walls and Simple Gifts, both set by Aaron Copland, and then just now Bile Them Cabbage Down, Mac Wilberg's arrangement.
That's a fun one. The audience really enjoyed it, and the singers did too. It was a really fun. You may have heard the animal sounds that we threw in there. We threw in the mule sound. That was one of our basses, and we had a dog howling. That was one of our sopranos, and so it was quite a zoo of a piece.
Well, that that must be a lot of fun for the singers to take part in and to have a little fun with. Sometimes they're expected to do very difficult, serious pieces, and other times they just have fun.
That's right. I try to do a variety actually on every program so that the audience who is attending the concert or hearing it over the radio experiences a pretty full range of emotion and expression palette.
We're talking to Drew Collins, who is the director of the Festival Choir, and I noticed that you tend to turn to composers from more modern times, 20th century, 21st century composers, and I understand you have some commissions as well.
Absolutely. We, the Festival Choir has been active for years in commissioning living composers to write us fresh takes
on old poetry or new poetry. Stephen Paulus wrote us a set of pieces a few years ago, one of which has entered the choral mainstream and has been recorded by some pretty important groups and continues to be performed, and so our name is on that piece. And Darren Hagen, Wisconsin composer Elizabeth Alexander, we're actually doing a piece of hers on the concert this weekend, and Brent Michael Davids and Gene Belmont, so some really major players in choral composition in the country have written music for the festival choir, and actually this concert we're premiering a piece called Passage by Joshua Shank, who's going to be attending our concert. And it's a really interesting piece, Settings of Octavio Paz Poetry.
Brilliant. South American?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. indeed. Mm-hmm. So he, those three poems are beautiful. We're singing in Spanish, and it's a really interesting mm-hmm. piece of music. So
I noticed that you're also a composer.
I am a composer. That's right. I try to write a few pieces a year for the festival choir and other choirs around the country.
Happen to have one of those right here.
Oh.
This, also from the March 1st concert, a setting of a poem by Eleanor Wiley.
Yes, Velvet Shoes. Velvet Shoes. That's a great poem, and I had a great time writing that piece.
Was there a specific occasion?
The poem really captured my interest, and I had in mind my wonderful and glorious and gracious girlfriend, and so when I was writing it, I had a lot of visual imagery in my head of a snowy evening, or actually not a snowy evening, but an evening with a full moon, and that kind of snow that as a kid you could probably walk on, and then it might break through at one point, your foot goes all the way to the ground, but that kind of soft stepping on snow. And there's a moment when the the soprano part and the tenors both have a little duet together, and that's just a special moment between me and Julie that the choir actually got to sing in public.
All right, well, with that mental image in mind, here is Drew Collins' setting of Eleanor Wiley's poem Velvet Shoes, sung by the Festival Choir. That was a piece by Drew Collins, conductor of the Festival Choir, and it was a setting of Velvet Shoes, sung by the Festival Choir at their March concert.
It was nice to hear that again.
Beautiful piece.
What does a Festival Choir director do when he is not conducting the Festival Choir?
Well, I actually live in Dayton, Ohio.
Yikes.
And I teach at a university out there, Wright State University. And so that does take a bit of my time. I'm also a doctoral student in choral conducting at Cincinnati Conservatory.
Oh, my.
Which is not too far from Dayton, but it's a commute.
It is a commute. I don't drive down there very much. I'm in the final stages, but it does occupy quite a bit of time to study for that.
You're writing choral pieces having to do with, like, the Wright brothers and aviation history and things like that, of Dayton being a big aviation town?
I haven't yet, but it seems every time the university commissions a piece, it ends up being a setting by Paul Lawrence Dunbar about flight, because we have connections to both those estates. But yes, no, I have not written that a piece in that genre yet.
We were talking about children's choirs and how, well, we've been thinking a lot about youth this month at Wisconsin Public Radio, and how starting children in choirs early on feeds into wonderful groups like yours later on in life.
Well, it absolutely does, and at the time when they're in the choir, of course, it augments their learning and their experience of life, too. So children's choirs have just blossomed in this country. Every major city and many others seem to have their own children's choir, Indianapolis Children's Choir. There's one here in Madison and Milwaukee, and on and on. So children's choirs end up being huge programs where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids are involved. And it's just such a neat experience when they are. We actually are incorporating a lot of, we're doing a lot of collaborations with high school choirs. And actually this concert, the Edgerton High School Choir on Saturday is going to be performing with us. And the composer, Joshua Schenk, whose piece we're premiering, they are doing one of his previously published pieces, so he's going to come in and do a workshop with that high school choir, and so that's going to be a thrill for the kids. And then we're doing the same thing next season with a different high school choir. Mm. So we're trying to get composers in with the high school choirs and expose youth to the creative process in that way.
That's one thing you seem to see more in choral music than in instrumental music, is the involvement of composers in concerts and preparation for concerts. Mm. Festival choir in particular.
It's a nice tie-in, yeah.
Actually have some notion of what the composer intended.
Right, right. Well, that aspect plus the fact that young singers get to sing with a more experienced group, too. That's exciting as well.
Absolutely, and it seems that, and this may be true for all music groups, but I've noticed it especially in choirs, is that when there's a change of school, when they go from elementary to middle or middle to high or high to college or after that, that is where the attrition happens.
Sure.
That those students
yeah.
stop
those
singing.
Those life-change units kick in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This may be a good time to focus on soccer or on drama or something else, and they pare down. And so we're hoping that activities like this encourage them to visualize themselves as an adult singer and continuing singer.
We have time for another song before the quiz question?
I think a little Stephen Foster would be just the item. Of course, a wonderful songwriter here, and one of his better-known ones, this arrangement by Dennis Elliott, is Gentle Annie.
A gentle Annie.
That arrangement with a few more modern chords by Dennis Elliott. Pianist was Theodore Reinke, and was, of course, Gentle Annie by Stephen Foster with the Festival Choir led by Drew Collins. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. And if anyone is interested in this weekend's concert, they can get tickets through our website, festivalchoir.org, and many other pieces of information about the choir. And they can find out about our next season when we collaborate with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and have some premieres by some other new composers.
That's exciting. Have a good concert this weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.